Hi, my name is Becca. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery for fear of rejection and finding my identity in people. Hey, guys. Yes, let's go. All right. In middle school, my reality was turned upside down when my dad tells me that he will be divorcing my mom and moving out. I could not imagine what life would be like with my parents living under separate roofs. I was daddy's little girl. The thought of him no longer being there was so painful. I started thinking it was my fault. I thought if only my brother and I had behaved better, talked back less, gotten along better, maybe my parents would still be together. My dad shortly remarried after the divorce, and I no longer was the only girl in his life. The attention I received from him changed and left me feeling abandoned and unimportant. Feeling unlovable and alone, I became depressed and suicidal. I quickly developed a need for receiving attention from other people. I became the person you wanted me to be so that my worth would be validated by your attention. I had two friend groups, and I quickly became exhausted trying to please and keep up with who I needed to be in each group. I found myself living two different lives. On one hand, I was a church-going, put-together, good student. The other was a play-it-cool, foul-mouthed, big flirt. I desired to be loved, and I felt like my true self wasn't good enough. So I continued to please others and fall further away from my true identity. In college, I started having inappropriate relationships with men, drinking way too much, and trying whatever I could do not to be alone. I felt so much guilt and shame about my actions that I became very distant from God. I believe God wouldn't want anything to do with me because of my behavior. I remember thinking, how could God love someone like me? So I turned from him and sought even harder to find my identity elsewhere. My last semester of college, a friend called and told me I needed to get a job in Dallas, move in with her, and leave college behind. I felt so relieved to hopefully find an escape from my shame, guilt, and need for validation. I didn't know how to get out of the hole I dug for myself. I didn't know this at the time, but this was God providing me a way out. My friend helped me get a job with her company, and I quickly moved to Dallas after graduation. She brought me to the porch, which is Watermark's Young Adults Ministry, and invited me along to all of her social events with her community group and people she met at Watermark. I quickly went through the steps to become a member and get a community group of my own. This was the first time I was really challenged to be authentic and vulnerable with others. However, I continued to hide my true self out of fear of being rejected. When I started dating Tyler, my now husband, I looked for him to fill my desire to be loved and accepted. This created a lot of conflict in our relationship and led me to feeling even more rejected. As a result, I found myself isolating once again. However, through our conflict, I did realize that I was looking for Tyler to fill me in a way that God promises to fill us. I wanted to be fully loved and fully accepted by imperfect people instead of accepted by a perfect God. After processing with community, I realized I needed to figure out who God was and work through the built-up hurt that kept me isolated from God and his people. So, enter in regeneration. Walking into Region, I knew I would need to be open and vulnerable, something I fought so hard against for 20 years. I was faced with a ton of guilt and shame. Throughout college, I ignored conviction and focused on feeding my desire to be loved, so that when I finally surrendered to God, my guilt and shame came crashing down on me. Coming to Regeneration was a very odd emotional experience for me. I had to drag myself here most Mondays, but every time I left, I was so glad that I came. In Groundwork, I was able to begin working through most of my guilt and shame. I was encouraged by the other women in the circle who felt so broken, but were holding on tightly to Christ. Hearing their vulnerability helped me become more comfortable with sharing my stuff. In my step group, God started teaching me that he is trustworthy. In step two, believe, my view of God was completely broken down and rebuilt. I realized I had put human characteristics on a perfect God for way too long. This step really rocked my understanding of who God was as I learned about all of his character, both his love and his wrath. Because of my fear of rejection, I didn't want to be fully known, but I also so desperately wanted God's love. In step three, trust, I learned that God is perfect and loves me so much. Romans 5:8 has played a key role in remembering Christ's love for me. It says this: God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I remember just sitting there, letting this verse soak in. I'd carried so much guilt and shame from college that I thought I wasn't lovable. But God says the complete opposite. While I was dead in my sins, completely turned from God, he still chose to sacrifice his son so that I could have a relationship with him. How insane is that? I had been desiring unconditional love for so long and never found it. God showed me I was just looking in all the wrong places. Now that I understand God's love for me, I was able to take refuge in him as he walked me through processing my hurt. Through him, I was able to make amends and reconcile with my dad. I was able to surrender my guilt and shame and ask God for forgiveness for my past behavior of trying to find satisfaction and validation from people. My life now feels completely different. I am no longer held back by my guilt or my shame. I truly feel set free from the bondage of sin. I have learned and experienced God's forgiveness, his grace and mercy, and am continually reminded of his love for me. My relationships with those around me have become deeper and more authentic. I opened up to my community about my past and shared with them things that I thought I would never say out loud. I was met with so much love and acceptance instead of rejection. I also opened up more with Tyler, and we were able to work through conflict without my fear of rejection driving my emotions. The best thing of all is how my relationship with God has changed. Before recovery, I believed God wanted nothing to do with me. Now I know all he wants is every part of me. John 16:33 has been a verse of hope and confidence for me since recovery. Jesus is just warning his disciples about his crucifixion and resurrection, and he ends by saying this to them: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. My one piece of advice to you all is to give God this time. Fully devote yourself to Monday nights during the season and keep coming for the entire program. Even if you feel like you've learned all you can learn, I promise you God wants to continue to show you more. If it's your first time or you're in groundwork, I'm so glad that you're here. Keep coming each Monday and continue to learn about recovery in Christ. If there's one thing that I've learned, it's that God's love is bigger than I ever imagined, and he teaches us in ways I have never guessed. While I still struggle and sometimes fall into wanting validation from others, I can reflect back on John 16:33 and have joy because God is bigger than my sin. He loves me and has equipped me with the necessary tools so that I can turn from my flesh's desire and take refuge in him. I am no longer identified as a self-protecting, rejection-fearing, attention-seeking girl, but instead, a daughter of God who is completely loved, always cherished, and fully known. Hi, my name is Becca. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear of rejection and finding my identity in people. And to God be all the glory.